Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two. Tom Homan will be with us today. Former ICE director joins us, and we'll be visiting with him about the border crisis, about national security issues, and what are the greatest threats to our national security. We'll be visiting with him. Lots to talk about with Tom. And, of course, Tom is, well, he's one of the most knowledgeable people there. He was a very close confidant of President Trump when it came to national security matters, especially related to the border and dealing with illegal immigration and the threats that are associated with that, cartels, gang issues, the issues, of course, we know now that there are a number of terrorist organizations that are taking advantage of this porous border that we have. 52 of them most recently that were apprehended, thankfully, but no telling how many have already gotten into the country. So we'll have that conversation going on. Also, Bonner Cohen, Dr. Bonner Cohen is with us from the National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll talk about the climate hustle, the efforts that are being made. You know, the idea of wind and solar power and some of the poor execution of that played a dramatic role right here in Texas. And we had that big freeze last winter, and we had power outages and rolling blackouts, and areas around Houston in particular were without power for up to a week. Why? Why was that? Well, it was because of the fact that we had shut down a lot of the natural energy sources that we had been using here in Texas, and that was something that Governor Abbott was directly involved in and responsible for. I know he blamed ERCOT for the whole thing, but folks, things are not as they seem. Matter of fact, I may talk about that here in just a few moments as it relates specifically to his statements that he has built or is building. Actually, he said he built a border wall. Wait till you hear what kind of border wall he built. Let's see. Dr. Peter Navarro is with us as well today, and we'll have a conversation with Dr. Navarro. He was one of the very few people, one of only three, actually, that was with President Trump.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Oh, there we go. Look at that. He was with President Trump all the way from the point of the beginning of his presidential taking of office in 2016 all the way through until he left office in January of 2021. So Peter Navarro will be with us, and we'll have a conversation with him about all kinds of different topics and things that are going on, including supply chain issues and the fact that our economy is under massive, massive assault, massive attack. We're in trouble, folks. We're definitely in trouble, and everybody's feeling it. Inflation is exploding. Let me see. We'll go over a couple of articles here that I think you would be interested in. And if you're signed up, by the way, if you happen to be signed up for our for what we are doing with our emails, I'm so sorry, folks. There are so many things that are happening right now, so many things that are going on right now, and I want to try and cover as many of them as I possibly can with you, because there's just a lot for you to be watching, a lot for you to be engaged in. One of the things that you need to be engaged in, and we just put out yesterday on our blog section, if you were a part of our email blog, you would be getting this, and that is the instructions for how to go to the FDA site. The FDA right now, the White House announced yesterday, they intend to press mandatory vaccines for children between the ages of 5 and 11. Please stop for a minute and think about the impact of vaccinating children between 5 and 11. Number one, children between 5 and 11 are not being impacted by this COVID issue. That's something we need to understand to begin with. It's somewhere in the 0.00002 percentile, something along that line. Children just are not being impacted by this. Just like children are generally not severe victims of flus and things of that nature, because children have a very naturally strong immune system. Now, they carry things with them. Matter of fact, I can bear witness to that. My wife used to work in the school system out in California, and she actually picked up something that children carry in them that's dormant for the child, but that a lot of children have, and she picked it up. For adults, it's something that's significant, but for children, not so much. And this is a very common theme. You know, I remember when this whole pandemic thing first started. My mom was working actually in a pediatrician's office back when I was a child, and I remember calling her because I had seen something come across having to do with the Hong Kong flu. Some of you who are older might remember that, but that was in 1968, 1969, in that general vicinity, and there was a meme that came across that had to do with Woodstock, and Woodstock happened during the Hong Kong flu, and so I called her, and this was considered a pandemic back then, the Hong Kong flu pandemic. In the middle of it, it took place, 1969, August 17th, 1969 was the Woodstock Music Festival. Here's the thing, and of course, then they say, oh, no, well, no, that didn't happen because this, that, and the other. But the reality is that, yes, during Woodstock, during that time, there had been this ongoing Hong Kong flu. Nonetheless, I called my mom. I said, hey, Mom, do you remember the Hong Kong flu? She said, yeah. I said, well, what do you remember about it? And she said, you didn't get it. And I had to chuckle. And after we got done kind of laughing about that, I said, you know, you were working in a pediatrician's office at the time. She was the office manager of a pediatric office. Lots of children coming in there. I said, you guys, you wore masks, right? You did this, you did that. She said, no, we didn't. I said, well, what happened? She said, well, some children got it and some children didn't. But you know, we came through that. Children are not the ones that are the target of these illnesses, because children's immune systems are generally stronger. I remember when I was a kid, if somebody on the street had, I don't know, the mumps or the measles or chicken pox or what have you, we went over to their house. That was the inoculation. Everybody went to the house of the kid that had that. You all got it. You went home, and then you were through it. You were over it. Natural immunity. Well, children have that. But now we have this mandate by the White House, and they are attempting to mandate that children are going to get this vaccination. Mandate kids vaccines. Brand new story. White House details plans to vaccinate 28 million children ages 5 to 11. CBS News, of all places, is reporting on this. PBS is reporting on this. Folks, I'm not making this story up. ABC News is reporting on this as well. Folks, there is a petition that you can find at our website in the blog section, and at that blog post, at the very front, actually, you can see it. 5/11 Action FDA Campaign. Stop FDA Mandate. Okay? Oh, okay, I got it. That's right, I forgot. I'm live on my website. I'm listening, and all of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute, what happened? Okay, anyway, 5/11 Action FDA Campaign. Stop FDA Mandate on Children. Please make a comment at the FDA site. If you click on that link, you're going to go over, at the very top of that page is going to be the interview that I did yesterday with Marty Hudson, and she tells her horrific story about her reaction to the Moderna vaccine, which is horrific, and she's still dealing with it today. Then below that is the information that you need to be able to go in and make your comments. There's a link on there, FDA Gov Advisory Committee, and how you can make that direct link over. It'll take you, should take you straight over. Look at that. It did it to me again. I'm going to have to go in and edit this post in order to be able to get that link to work. I'm glad that I went there to check that out so that I could see that that this thing was, in fact, messing up. So here's the deal. There is a link that is there. I'll make sure that that gets corrected. And if you go there, you'll be able to get over to the page, and you'll be able to click on it. And when you go into the page, then you will be able to make your comment. And it's very important that you do that. You open that up. There's a meeting display. There's a document tab. You scroll down. You can watch the five-minute video if you want to. Then you exit that tab. Then you start typing your comment. There's a place on there to ask, what are you commenting about? Obviously, this is an FDA drug issue, and so you can make your comment there. We have got to bombard the FDA with comments. It's so important that we are actively. This is part of the activation that you can do. So I want you to make sure and get over to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, in the blog section right in the center of the page. And if you're watching me, hello, just scroll right down below, click on that, and follow the instructions that are there. I just updated the post so that now that will go to the page that it needs to go to, the FDA Advisory Committee. Oh, look at that. They are not wanting us to be able to find this. How interesting. Folks, the FDA is apparently playing some games. Let's see if we can get this link to work. I'll be back. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. I was expecting a guest that was supposed to be with me, and they had just really pressed and said, we really need to be with you. We've got this event coming up, and we really need to be on before the event, which is coming up this weekend. And please, you know, bring us on, and they are not here. So anyway, and then going over to the website and discovering that in the post that I had put up yesterday, the FDA has deleted the link, the very first link, which is read the meeting announcement, go to URL, and there was a URL that was there. I click on that URL, and lo and behold, hey, guess what? It's not there. So anyway, you're walking through these things live with me right here on the radio. No, we're transparent. No makeup, no net. Anyway, I'm glad that we checked that out though. So now what you need to do is go to the second line, which is regulations.gov. Click on that link, and that will take you over to a link. You click on comments, and it will take you right to where you need to be able to enter your comment in. There are some sample comments that are in here as well. If you're representing a group, of course, say so. If you're an individual, then say so as well. We've now had thousands, and I hope that you were with me yesterday to hear the interview with Marty. And I'll have an interview, actually, that I'm going to be doing probably tomorrow. I don't know that it'll be on the program, but it will be at the website. It will be live. I'm going to set it up with a nurse who also is a victim of the vaccine and what happened to her. Folks, there are thousands, millions, actually, of people that we know of that have had vaccine reactions. 1.6 million negative adverse reactions to the vaccines. 1.6 million. And those are the ones that are just reported. Now, the nurse that I'm going to have with me tomorrow actually has done loads of research into this and has uncovered that there are many, 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 many more that have had adverse reactions that aren't even in the system, that are blocked. In fact, she was a pediatric ER nurse, as I understand it, and I don't want to get too far into that story because I want her to share the firsthand testimony. But my understanding from talking to Marty about this is that many of these nurses were blocked. They were blocked, and they were told that they would be terminated if they contacted VAERS to turn in a report. And they were getting reports from people coming in that they were seeing that were talking about the adverse reactions that they had had and why were they there and why were they coming in. And they were told to change the paperwork and not enter that in to the hospital record. The hospital records rejected the ability of these medical professionals. And something else that is not being reported on, and just do a search of it, they're starting to have to report because of the numbers of people that are doing it. But there are airline pilots, there are nurses, there are doctors, there are people in a variety of different industries that are all saying we're not going to take the vaccine mandates, the passports. We're not going to go do that. Some of these people even are people, Dan Bongino, as I understand it, did in fact take one of the injections. But he even was saying, I'm going to stand with the people here at Cumulus and those that have been terminated for saying no, I'm going to stand with them. This is, you know, whether you did, whether you didn't, this is not an issue of that. This is an issue of the federal government shouldn't be telling.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.